More ideas, different points of view, in-depth discussion, and thoughtful analysis. Welcome to Inside the County Board on News Talk 1130 WISN, your exclusive look inside Milwaukee County government. Here's your host, Harold Master.
Good evening, Milwaukee County. We want to thank you for tuning in to a special edition of Inside the County Board as we welcome Milwaukee County Board Chairman Lee Holloway to the show. And this will be your final appearance, Mr. Chairman, as a supervisor and as chairman of the board. And you've been on the board for 20 years and 10 years as chairman. So excited to have you on. Thank you for coming on the program.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
It's been quite a ride, hasn't it?
Yes, it has.
Looking over these last 20 years, you have so many memories, some of them good, some of them bad. And
Well, they all are memories, and they all are memories are part of me. And I don't look upon them being bad or good. That's all part of me. They made me who I am.
I mean, it's almost like where to begin. I mean, you have done so many things. You've been involved in so many projects over the years, whether it's the public museum or redistricting, going from 25 down to 18 supervisors and still maintaining minority representation. When you look at what you've been able to accomplish on the county grounds, with a lot of the county's real estate, you've really negotiated on the taxpayers' behalf. Been involved in healthcare and the private sector before you were on the board, as well as starting the general assistance medical program. I mean, you've left your mark on a number of different things in the county. What stands out for you? Is there anything in particular when you look back?
The things you're saying, I would like for people in the county and to know about all the things I've done, because the tarnished image that have been put on me by the media and they fail to recognize the true person who I am. They tend to only deal with the surface of me, and they stick me with little needles, and then I respond through the needles and whatever. But there's a total another side of me and who I am and what I do. And that's the part I like for people in Milwaukee County to know about, is who I am on the other side.
Well, and I've gotten to know you as a person, and, and I see a lot of things that the public doesn't see. You know, they see things about rental properties, and, you know, there were ethics accusations several years ago. You know, and people hang on to that stuff, but they don't see the other side of you. I see you as a person, and I see you as somebody who is kind, and you've been very kind to me. You've given me a lot of opportunities personally. You have shown a lot of interest and respect in county board staff. You always show respect to your colleagues on the board, and that message doesn't get out there. Is that frustrating?
Well, it's not frustrating, but I'm very pleased that my staff appreciate the kind of person I am. And surprisingly, the board yesterday gave me a standing ovation. I never thought they would do that, but they did it. And even people who I didn't think that would do it, who really never supported me, felt that I was a fair person. So I'm real pleased about that.
Now, you started back in 1992 on the board. You were elected to represent the 5th District.
Right.
And you represented that district for 10 years before becoming chairman. What surprised you most during your service on the board? Are there any things in particular that you thought, man, this is really a lot different than I thought it would be?
Well, I really never thought about being the chairman. I never was really running for the chairmanship, so it came upon me as a surprise. I first ran, and I failed by 2 votes, and I should have had those votes. Actually, it was African-Americans who voted against me. So the second time I ran and I won, that was during the time of recall when Karen Onus was removed. And I never thought about how much work it would be. Those first 4, 5, 6 years, I would come to work about 9:30 and leave about 6:30, 7 o'clock. it was trying to keep up with everything, making sure that when people come to my office, I was up on it. I stated that in my presentation to the board, that whoever becomes the chairman of the board has to be very knowledgeable, be up on all the issues. And I was up on all the issues, and I could speak in reference to them in detail. And that's extremely important. You're getting a lot of respect from your colleagues when that takes place. And then on top of that, I'll be 6-7 o'clock, and then I may go to a meeting or community meeting or something to that effect. And I end up getting home at 10:30 at night. And I did that for some time. And that's when you get lonely, when everybody leave and you have a little bit more stuff that you got to do, because everybody comes in and they expect for you to be knowledgeable of the issue. And not only knowledgeable of the issue, but to be able to communicate with them in detail of the issue.
And that's what you said on the board floor, is that serving as chairman is sometimes very lonely. You're the only chairman. There's no other, you know, there aren't any other chairmen within Milwaukee County that you can talk to or anything. You're the guy, and you have staff and other colleagues you get information from, and you make a decision. But ultimately, you know, you have to live with whatever decision you make. And that's,
yeah, even when you discuss it with a staff person and they feel, you know, is right and whatever, and you present it and it's wrong, and it's on you.
Yeah.
And when that happened, I never go back to the staff person and be critical. I say, oh, we lost that one. You know, it's just we're all in this together. And when one of my staff people make a mistake or they say something inappropriate to someone, I run to their defense, and that's my staff person. I take responsibility of what he or she may have said or done. So my staff people were all extremely aggressive because they knew I had their back. We were a team, and they knew if they made a mistake that I still had their back. And so if anything, I would have to take and cool my staff down because they were so aggressive.
Yeah.
And it made me so proud that they were so aggressive about the issues. And I learned so much from them by being so aggressive and about the issues. And it was just a wonderful fan. I'm going to miss my staff people more than anything else because we ran the county. It was not just me, but my staff people and I, we ran the county. We ran on the issues, and we tried to make good decisions for the county residents.
Well, and you've said that Scott Walker, when he served as county exec, which covered most of your time as chairman, that you know, he really delegated a lot of that stuff to you. As long as it didn't affect the tax levy, the board could do whatever it wants.
Scott was busy running for governor, and I was running the county for good past 7.5 years. He never had a lot of concerns about programmatic issues or things, as long as it stayed within the budget.
Right.
And he trusts me that he knew that I would be trying to do what's best for Milwaukee County. And I appreciate that because it would have been kind of raggedy if he would have been trying to do both.
He kind of misses you. I think he wishes he had a Lee Holloway in the state legislature.
I think if he had someone like me, that he would not be in much trouble because he would have a balance. I think his biggest problem is that he lost his balance, and he has no one in the other side of legislation that he truly believe or respect. And so he's out there on the right with no balance. I think he's trying to come back in and get some balance, but it's going to be extremely difficult for him to do that. He's also been so far to the right, he's created some mean spirit. And that mean spirit have hurt some people. I don't think he intentionally would want to do that. I think some of the people who are guiding him don't have people in mind. After all, Scott comes from a religious background. I met his parents, his father, his mother. They're very nice people. And I think that basically Scott wants to do the right thing. He's conservative. I don't have any problem with him being conservative, but I think when you utilize your ideology too far to the right where you hurt people, that's where it stops.
Is there anything that you would have done differently as a county supervisor or as chairman of the board?
I You know, when you operating as a chairman, you're basically all offense. Very little do you pay any attention to defense. And I could have been more protective of myself. I could have been a little bit more defensive. But as my sons say, it is what it is.
Well, that's a good way to sum that up, I guess, huh? Well, we're talking with Milwaukee County Board Chairman Lee Holloway, and this is your last appearance as chairman of the board on this radio program. And this program is something that you have embraced, and you have made it what it is today. We've been on the air for more than 2 years now, and I appreciate your support in having this program go because, you know, this is through Clear Channel, and there are a number of supervisors, especially whenever I came on the board staff, thanks to you, more than 5 years ago, that were very anti-Clear Channel. And they're still anti-Clear Channel, but we have found a way to make things work and get our message out on Clear Channel as well. So I thank you for that.
Right. They were, as you know, I shared with you that they were going to stay away from you for a period of 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
And I think I was right about that.
Yeah.
They gradually come in and whatever, because they were scared of you because you were from Clear Channel. And they thought we had an enemy in the camp. And I was very pleased about it because that means I was able to utilize you more by myself than sharing with you with the entire board. And like now that don't exist. Everybody know and respect you, and they know you respect their ideology and whatever. And you try to help them keep things straight for them and whatever. It's altogether different. But you keep saying that. I'll keep adding the number of people when I selected you as public relations.
How far down on the list was I?
I truly believe you was about 8 to 9.
Yeah.
And Terry, the chief of staff, and all the rest of the people didn't really like or trust you. They wanted to go with a more humanistic social service kind of person. Delores, she liked you. There was something about you that she liked. And I talked to you from a professional and personal perspective. And there were things that I liked about you, with your experience, your personal experience with your parents and what have you.
Right.
If you don't mind me sharing with that, your parents were all blind. And I thought that you had to experience some difficulties with your parents being blind and people not necessarily treating you fairly all the time. I knew that you had had experienced that. I knew with your conservative side that you would be a great blend. And well, I just said, this guy is a great blend. He knows it all. He's experienced. He's felt it. Whatever. He's a great blend. He'll be great as a public relations guy. And I feel I was right because all the board people feel the same way. So I guess I'm right.
But as always, and I thank you for all that. And as always, you were 2 or 3 steps ahead. You were looking beyond the Clear Channel thing.
Yeah.
And you're right in that discrimination can happen in many different forms.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And you know, Clear Channel can be one way, but then there could be another way. You always kind of got to find your way, how you connect. That's how I try to work with the board members. I try to find a way how I connect. Jersey, yesterday, she always has a problem with my hug. And so I said, and I feel close to her. And I asked her, I said, can I get a hug now and be free and whatever? And we hugged and whatever. I always have respect to her, her legal background. She could be tough. And she can also be mean, but overall, she's a very smart, intelligent woman. And if she keeps her balance, you know, we're not get to the point of being mean and angry because she's got a temperament. If she can hold that down, she's a fine person. But I accept all of her, and I like her, and I think she'll be a great supervisor and keep a balance on the board She don't let anybody get in the way in her opinion. I like her about that, you know. So I think she'll do good.
Well, we'll talk about some of your other colleagues, perhaps, and what you see ahead for the next chairperson of the board. You're going to be sticking around. We'll have more from Chairman Holloway after these messages on News Talk 1130 WISN.